So it's come to my attention that in the world that we live in today, that has a lot of information circulating rapidly, it's kind of hard to like focus on what you should intake. You know what I mean? There's just so much information out there like swirling around. And so focus is actually our biggest asset. And why it's our biggest asset in 2024 is because attention is actually currency. You know, in the digital age and even prior to the digital age, attention is currency. Reason being, attention equals an expansion of energy or an accumulation or exponentialization of energy. So when you focus your attention on something, it's going to grow, right? And this is because the power of the human mind is unmatched, okay? And we have a resonant field that attracts our entire life to us, okay? And this resonant field is the emanation of our heartbeat, or it's like the proof of life, essentially, of life force energy. So why it is extremely important to focus on what is important, right, to you as an individual, is because it is going to maximize your ROI, your net returns, or your profits, both energetically and fiscally. So I want to tie this up for you guys in like a nice little package for people to understand. Okay. Your thoughts and your words and your identity and your personality will literally give you your wallet, your bank account, your health, your wealth, your beauty, your anything, your relationships, anything. Because your energy is directly responsible for everything else. And people don't think that this is the case because you can't see or quantify energy. Except you can, because you look around you. You know what I mean? But energy is where it all starts and ends. So it's important to know like where to place your focus. Okay, like for example, I used to be someone that was really into partying. I'll give you an example. My first year of college, super into partying. And when I switched my focus, my entire worldview changed. My friends changed, my hobbies changed, my activities and thoughts and identity changed. And so then my wealth frequency also changed. I'm saying this to say that people focus a lot on the end result, which is money. But, money is actually not important, or it's like not the important thing here. What is important is your focus. And I say this with a lot of love for any single person that is alive currently in 2024 in the digital age that we live in around the globe. Where you put your focus is where your results will manifest, okay? And so if you're somebody that is unwilling to learn, or if you're somebody that is not coachable, not teachable, or if you don't have the ability to retain information that is actually important to you, the cultivation of you, how do you think, guys, you're going to generate any form of stability? Not just wealth, but like I'm talking about inner stability. You do understand that like to start and scale a business, you have to be at least a little bit healed or working on your healing, right? Like you have to be working on your healing. So people don't understand that these things are connected. You can't have a bunch of issues, a bunch of internal unresolved issues, and expect to make a lot of money. It's just not going to happen. So you need to be on 10 about yourself and about who you are. You need to know yourself very well, especially if you're somebody that wants to lead crowds or wants to lead people or lead a business, lead employees, whatever it is. You need to know who you are. And CEOs and people that are very type A, like myself, are extremely driven in this fact, and they have isolation and introspection down to a science, you know? And they really spend a lot of time self-investing and investing in their mind, investing in their energy, and feeling good. Investing in feeling good. It's a myth or a lie to say that abundance does not follow good feeling. No, my friend, like if you can get peaceful, first of all, if you can get peaceful, you can create anything you want, you know? That's why meditation is so powerful, because when you meditate, you erase past, you erase future, which are both figments that only exist to you in your reality. And then you get to create intentionally, consciously create your reality from this point forward, from this point, you know? You actually freeze time when you meditate. Again, people don't know how powerful they are. This is the greatest pandemic in global society right now, as we know it. People don't know how powerful they are. You are so powerful. You are so powerful. I want to encourage people that your power lies where your attention has not been for a very long time. And what I mean by this is, you know, your power lies when you go against the grain. Your power lies in your ability to stand out among a crowd. Your power lies in your ability to draw attention towards yourself. Good attention, bad attention, it doesn't matter. As long as you have good intentions about what you're selling or providing to your audience or to your people, you're Gucci Mane, you're good to go. You know what I mean? It is important that you are on 10, that you have yourself down, and that you are on your square, so that whoever comes your way, you can give them your fire sauce. You know what I mean? You can give them some sauce, and you don't have to worry about your part, because your part is taken care of. You guys have no idea how much flack and hate and negativity CEOs and business owners and people, you know, change makers get, you know? They get so much flack from people who are doing nothing, from people who are unmotivated and just fully unaware, really, of their own potential, you know? And we all start somewhere. We all start somewhere. And so our potential is, unscalable practically, because it's infinite. Like, you don't have a cap to your potential. You don't. You have no cap to your potential. You do realize that, like, you can sit down right now and record a video of yourself talking of something that you're passionate about and upload that shit to Instagram, and then all of your, like, high school friends and whatever are gonna be like, oh, like, what are they talking about, you know, like, oh, this guy's on something else, you know what I mean? But it's like, it's just people refuse to change, and so that's where their weaknesses are. You can't be weak unless you want to, you know, stay in the same position that you've been. Like, You can't be weak-minded. You have to be willing to change your entire mind, bro. Like, your entire brain itself. You need to step into a different identity if you want a different life. That's it. So, you gotta want more for yourself. You know what I mean? You gotta want more. Like, for some reason, it's been so villainized to want to make a lot of money. I want to make a lot of money. You know what I mean? Why? Because there are people in other countries that don't have toilet paper. You know what I mean? So, like, I think about that every time I use toilet paper. Like, I think about this shit. Or, like, when I leave the water running or whatever, or when I'm, like, showering, I'm, like, upset, because that upsets me that things are not equal or fair. And that's a whole other thing, you know. Obviously, things can never be really fair globally in terms of commodities. However, things are always fair karmically, and I'm not going to get into that, but the universe is extremely fair, and from a quantum perspective, everything's fair, but I'm not going to get into that. Well, reason being is that the law of attraction is always in effect, but I'm not going to get into that really in this podcast. But you have to be exceptional, and it takes a lot of work and a lot of humility, really, to be exceptional. You have to put in a lot of internal work, and then you have to challenge yourself. You have to learn how to take signs from the universe. You have to learn to connect to the universe and to do what it says to do, you know. And it's scary, it's daunting, it's a very lone path, it's a very individual path. I don't expect many people will understand what I'm discussing unless they've been on this path. Few will make it out and conquer their own fears and goals alike, you know what I mean? But it's worth it, the path is worth it. And, you know, you can't replicate greatness in the same way that you can't replicate yourself, my friend, because you are great, you know? And we so often forget that we are great and that we are individual and that we are sovereign because of the waves that society tries to sweep us within, you know, or sweep us up in. Nah, we surf, you know what I mean? Or nothing, baby, you know, period. Like, you cannot be one with the rest of the crowd. You can't. You gotta stand out. You gotta hurt people a little bit. If you know, in a good way, you know. You gotta be a little bit straight edge about it. And you got to be just you. You just have to be you. Just be you, you know. And being you will for sure offend people, baby. It'll for sure offend people. Because what can you do? You can't do anything. You know what I mean? You guys would have no idea, like, how many times I've, like, freaking offended, like, family and friends and stuff. Like, do you think that they don't love me any less? Like, no, they love me the same. And if they don't, then that's on them. I'm still going to be me and do me, you know? And it doesn't really matter to me whether they love me less or not. Like, that's the thing. You're untouchable when you decide to become untouchable, period. Like, I remember when I first started social media, I was, like, so worried about what people will think or whatever. And then that, like, journey, though, I just kept going, though. And that journey took me on a ride of full self-discovery and, like, full untouchability, really, you know? Because after a while of, like, hearing, like, rumors and, like, lies and stuff about yourself, like, you like it a little bit. You become really yeah, you don't care, that's one way to put it, but you become a little bit, like, excited about it, you know, and, it allowed me to tap into, like, this really, like, almost, like, villainous archetype within myself that we all have, and I think it's great when you can use it to, like, further the cause of a business or further the cause of your own spiritual development or whatever. And if you can balance your dark with your light, you are whole, my friend. Like, if you're just living in your light or if you're just living in your darkness, like, you finna be, like, you know, a little bit messed up by life. You will. Because, like, one way or another, like, life will force you to balance yourself out, you know? And you will take that shit hard if you don't know how to balance yourself out. So it'll teach you. Life will teach you. Like, life is just, you know, one big school. And every person we meet, every circumstance we meet, like, are there to teach us. They're our teachers, you know? And so, when it comes to self-understanding, if you can learn how to meditate and shut out the noise and, you know, really manipulate your own energy to being a calm, to being a peaceful, equanimous, like, just really allowing, receptive, and giving, and loving, and light and dark, right? Then you're free, you're sovereign, you know what I mean? You can start any business, you can record any piece of content, you can say whatever as long as you are aligned with what you are saying, right? And you can create wealth. You can create wealth. And so, like, I think this is another concept that people should understand, is that you can actually create wealth. Like, it's what energy is. Wealth is what energy is. It's malleable. It's flowy, you know? Energy moves from one state to another. It can never be created nor destroyed. Same thing with wealth. People think that just because, like, the Fed prints money, that, you know, they're creating wealth in some type of way. Guys, there are trillions of dollars in the ether, okay? There are trillions of dollars in the market. In the markets, sorry. You know? So, like, what is broke? This is what one of my mentors says. Actually, Luke Belmar says this. He said, broke is a condition of the mind, not the pocket. I'm pretty sure, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's right. He's right. Because the opposite is also true. Wealth is a condition of the mind, not the pocket. And if you think of yourself as being one way, you will be that way. This is why influence is so important. If you're not with the right influence, like, around you, get out, first of all. Second of all, you need to know how to influence yourself. You know what I mean? You need to learn how to tap into, like, the right codes and the right like, bits of information for you to go ahead and capitalize on. Like, use the internet. Use the internet to find mentors such as myself or Luke Belmar or somebody else. Use the internet. like listen to people that inspire you, or even if they don't inspire you, force yourself to listen to them. Like, I force myself to listen to everybody. You know? And it works, guys. I'm telling you, it works. Also, if you have, like, Wi-Fi connection, okay, and you have a little bit of time, you can start a business. Businesses are so easy come, easy go, in the sense that everybody has one. And if you don't have one, you're fucking up. Like, you're doing something wrong. And I mean this in the most nice, gentle way possible. And, you should never also, by the way, guys, ever allow anybody in your life to hold you back from transformation. Like, you gotta transform. You gotta move stealthily. You gotta, I don't know, freaking stay single for a while if that's what it takes. Stay alone, you know what I mean? Grow. And watch the developments occur. You will be able to feed your family eventually fully. You will be able to feed families across the world if you stay diligent and consistent with the shit. You know what I mean? And you, like, we are so multifaceted, like, human beings are so multifaceted. If you can learn to tap into all these different aspects of yourself, artistic, creative, feminine, or masculine, or dark, villainous in a little bit of a type of way, you know, if you can tap into all these different like natures of yourself, you're whole, my friend, you're whole. And you will be very intimidating to people that just maybe can't put a finger on you, can't place you, because I've gotten this before, like, Seema, look, I can't figure you out. I've heard that so many times, as if it's like a negative thing. It's not. I will always receive it with grace as a compliment, you know. I will always receive it as something that is beneficial, because it is. Like, if you can't figure me out, that just means that, you know, you're trying to figure me out. Let's start there, which you shouldn't try to figure me out, right? Like, nobody should be trying to figure out anyone else. Why are you not focused on yourself? Why are you not trying to focus on figuring yourself out and figuring out, like, all the different beautiful worlds within you? Let's get it together. Let's get smart. Let's get creative. You know? Man, like, you only have one life. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I only have one life. This is my last life here. After this, I'm outie. You know? Like, I'm really, like, on the path to liberation. I'm trying to get out. And I'm trying to bring people with me if they will listen or want it, basically. You know? And you need to learn how to cultivate earth energy, which is matter, which is finances, if you want to also set people free in different ways. Because to cultivate wealth is not just to cultivate wealth for yourself, my friend. I told you, there are trillions of dollars like in the market. What are you going to do with even a few billion of them? It just gets too much at a certain point, right? So, like, you have to learn how to, like, allocate and manage your money. And I'm going to have another podcast on that as well. And I'm going to spit all the fire on, like, what I've been learning and stuff like that. I'm about to drop some real sauce on that one, too. So stay tuned. But I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to this one. Let me know how you like this podcast. Go rate me 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Seema says, if you guys want to. And I'll talk to you guys in the next one. Peace.